Chris Watkin here with Simon Bradbury. Simon, let's talk challenger portals. Mm. Doesn't seem like each day goes by and a new one gets announced.
Mm.
Okay, what's your thoughts on them? Talk to me.
Okay, challenger portals. Let's first of all start off by a definition, shall we? What is a challenger portal?
Well, everything else apart from Rightmove, Zoops, and on the Meerkat.
Okay. Right. In that case, yes, I've noticed over the last 6, 7, 8, 9 months, a number of these so-called challenger portals emerge. All of them claiming that they're going to be the next big one, or they're representing a real big challenge. Perhaps they will, but I don't think so.
Okay, I mean, so when we've got Open Bricks, which is going to be launching in the autumn, and they reckon they've got over 6,000 to 8,000 estate agents legally signed up.
Mm.
Okay, which is, when you consider around 20,000 estate agents, 30 to 40% of the population is not that bad at all. You've obviously got Home Search.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on Home Search?
To be absolutely honest with you, there's so many of them. I've spoken to the guys at length on Home Search, and that looks an interesting one, just as Open Bricks. But to my mind, the biggest of the challenger portals is going to be booming.
Well, we don't actually know if it's going to be a portal, do we? I mean, everyone says it is.
I agree, yeah. We don't know.
And I just say for the record that we are filming this in the middle of September, and even though Michael Bruce has been on that sofa a couple of months ago, and I am involved with him with regard to the Agents Together charity.
Yes.
I've been offered to be told what it is if I signed an NDA. I refused because the charity work's nothing to do with.
I understand.
With booming.
No, I understand.
So I don't know if it is or not, but that's what everyone's telling me. That's what everyone's telling me it is. So I mean, what makes you like what's happening with booming?
Okay, I'm not saying whether I like it or not, because I don't know enough to be fair and honest, but I will give you my view on what I understand so far. My view and understanding, and I think this, well, I know this is in the public domain because this is the only place I've got it from. I've had no meetings with booming, I don't know any more detail than anybody else does. But what they seem to be saying is that they are putting forward an offering that will suit the consumer and suit the agent, and they seem to be offering this more collegiate and mutually beneficial approach. Now, obviously, the devil is in the detail with all these things, very, very much so. But I think it's going to be very, very interesting. I'll tell you one thing, I can't see all of these challenger portals being successful.
No. Isn't it interesting that a lot of them are thinking, I mean, obviously, we've got Wandone as well. They're coming along.
Yeah.
And then we've got, you normally put the word agents and something together and it's always another word and you put it in. Do you think we need an open market where there's 5 or 6 portals?
Yeah, okay. Do you know what? I can't make up my mind on that. Generally, the approach and response to that is, of course, the more the merrier, the more competition, the better. And I sort of see that. On the other hand, I just wonder for the consumer, if there's such a choice of different portals and no default portal, I wonder what, I feel a bit sorry for the poor old consumer.
Okay, but if you think about it, we have allowed ourselves as an industry to dumb ourselves down, I believe, two reasons. One is the portals and the other one is CRMs.
Right.
Okay. And in the fact is that we've created such a level playing field that estate agents have homogenised themselves. We're on Rightmove than we do for sale boards. If by splitting the portal market up, and we as an industry or agents can get their story across that, you know, instead of going to all the portals, you really need to put yourselves on mailing lists, then we can get back to being proper estate agents where you actually work your mailing list, because no one puts themselves on mailing lists anymore. That's, you know.
No, I see where you're coming from. What I believe is that these portals, the current portals or the challenger portals, are there to support us. Where the real magic happens in a estate agency, whether it's a corporate estate agent, individual estate agent, somebody working an umbrella brand, where the magic happens is that interaction between the individual estate agent, owner, or negotiator, whatever it is, and the prospective seller or buyer.
I 100% agree with you, but what's happened is the CRM systems basically you put your Floss puts them in, into the system. She puts in, and then you know, I put myself on the main list in Grantham 12 months ago. I've had one phone call, you know, and I'm in a position to proceed. And really is, it's the agents just press the CRM button, the email goes out, it goes on to Rightmove, and they wait for the phone calls to come in.
Yes.
Okay. Surely if we can break that link and tell the story that people need to contact estate agents so we can do the people business,
yes,
which is exactly what you said, then yeah, we can offer the service that we all purport to say we do, but we don't.
Yeah. No, I actually do agree with you there, but that homogenisation that's happened,
yes,
is actually to the advantage of the switched on estate agent, because it puts everybody else on a level playing field, and then it gives you the opportunity to make itself stand out. I'll give you an example, not an estate agency example, but I'll give you an example that genuinely happened to me at the weekend, and I thought, this says everything we need to know about how big brands work, about how consistent service levels are going. I called into a McDonald's, a drive-through McDonald's, the other day.
I used to work there.
Did you? Yeah, I've never ever worked there myself, but I've always wanted to because it looks really, really interesting.
Fantastic.
And I pulled up my car next to the loudspeaker, and this person said, "Hello, how can I help?" Now, I took my order. Now, it wasn't a bad experience. It was not a bad experience. And obviously, I'd arrived at the point of driving into McDonald's because of all the marketing that had gone on and all that sort of stuff that goes in. And it wasn't a bad experience, but it wasn't a great experience. I then drive forward, speaking to the same person face to face, and I pay for my McDonald's breakfast. Exactly the same. It was not a bad experience, but it wasn't a good experience.
Was it wow?
Absolutely not. Then, Chris, I go to the next window where the person presents me the breakfast, and this is what he said. The first thing was his body language was totally different. He leaned forward almost out the window, asked me how my day was going, but meant it, commented on the choice I'd made of a sausage McMuffin meal. Oh, you can't beat a sausage McMuffin breakfast, can you? And said to me, "Oh, by the way, I hope you like hash browns." I said, "Well, I do, yes, because we've given you an extra one." Now, it wasn't the fact that he gave me an extra hash brown that really did the deal for me, and really, it really emphasised to me the importance. But what happened there is that we were having a human interaction. We had a few more discussions, a few more. And I thought, look, within literally 20 feet, I've gone from one situation.
But that's what the portals and the CRMs have taken away.
No. In the same way that the McDonald's branding has, it's exactly the same as a homogenous CRM and pull to market. So, but the McDonald's brand has got me to that place, so the portals will get me to the place very
often. So, how do you get someone? How do you get someone from a portal to make contact with you? Okay, you're going to hold on. You're going to turn around. We're on the CRM system. They're going to be contacting. Do you think that we don't pay enough weight to our interaction when someone does ring it? You want the person who doesn't say, "What do you want your order?" You want the "Hi, how are you doing?" and mean it.
Yeah, absolutely, and absolutely mean
it. So how
it.
Do we sort that and measure that out?
Gosh, man, please, have you got the answer to that? Because I would love to know the exact answer. I know whereabouts the answer lies. The answer lies in the way that you work together as colleagues, observe each other, give each other direct feedback, build into your culture the importance of make. And I can't not claiming Thomas Morris get this right all the time by any means at all, but at least we have the objective to make sure that we try to make that experience a little bit more interesting.
So, to conclude, it doesn't matter how many portals you have, it all comes down to the human interaction. And really stop worrying about right move, wrong move, zoots, whatever. Just start worrying about what your team do with the punters.
Absolutely.
And make them feel wow.
Spot on.
Fantastic. Glad we got that one sorted out, Simon.
Yep.